Take it away, Juan Ludacris.
Yeah.
Now we're doing Tech Talk, so we have to do our customary Tech Talk intro. You heard that on...
TED Talk?
Tech.
You haven't heard this episode yet.
Mm-mm.
Ah, it is not out yet. I see.
Foreshadow.
Basically, Jean-Luc's... can you explain before we start recording again?
So basically, every episode, I'm going to talk about tech, hence the term Tech Talk. I'm going to focus in on maybe one or two different things that are going on present day. So, well, it's kind of not very present, but it's present for me.
So we have to do the Tech Talk intro, like Tech Talk, Tech Talk, Tech. So everybody says Tech Talk, Tech Talk. So it's like a clock. You get it?
I don't say anything, so you guys got to do that.
Yeah. Ready? And action. Tech.
Tech Talk.
Oh, wait.
Tech
now?
Talk. Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Tech Talk. Tech Talk. Tech Talk. Tech Talk.
Hey. I feel like the end of that was banana. Okay. I'm going to talk about bananas now. Actually, that's good time. But anyways,
carry on.
I'm going to talk about the iPhone XR.
Mm-hmm. Sweet,
it's a very popular product nowadays.
I like the iPhone XR.
It's very cool.
XR.
XR.
X.
Ten.
X. Ten.
Roman numerals.
Roman numerals.
But does it say 10?
Nope.
Says X.
Says X. It says X.
Yeah, but on the marketing ads, it says 10.
It reads 10R in Roman numerals.
I want proof.
Well, we're in America.
I don't think that.
So.
We're not in Rome.
In America.
Actually, by Apple, that's how they said it.
Mm-hmm. That's how they said it.
But anyway.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
Do they use Roman numerals?
Like, they do.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Ah, I never thought about it
when?
Before. I don't know why. I'm just like,
So now everybody knows it's
10R. Now that we've established the 10R.
World, it's 10R, not XR. 10R. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Was it inspired from Rome?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Like, are you sure?
All right, continue, Juan Ludacris.
I'm going to continue. I wrote that it is the best from Apple right now.
Mm-hmm. Define best.
Amazing.
It is...
Incredible, amazing.
It's the most worth it for your money.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Superb.
Just keep going.
I see a lot of shaking heads, but let me continue with my point.
Sorry.
Recently, the sale of iPhones has not been the best, so they've been lowering the price.
Yeah.
So now that it's lowered.
Yeah. Lowering the price from when they raised it. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's like. Like around 600 now?
Is it?
Nope. Wait,
I thought it was 749.
Oh, that was like 7,000.
They lowered it?
No, it was like 1,000, wasn't it?
No.
That's the 10S.
No. That's the 10S.
Wait, where do these Roman numerals... Roman
numerals? The Roman numerals here.
Where did they come
Love
from?
Those things.
Rome.
Rome.
I mean, no.
Like, why are they using them?
I mean, like, where are they even found on the phone?
I guess it's a popular marketing thing where they put Roman numerals.
They had to get creative somehow.
Yeah, they couldn't do 10 for some reason, so they just did... X. And they skipped 9. Why did they skip 9?
I don't know why they skipped 9.
Oh, why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7 ain't 9.
Yo!
We solved the mystery.
I had to think about the math for a second. I was like, wait.
That's correct. But yes, anyway, recently,
not even math.
I switched to the 10R because I was coming up on the end of my contract for Sprint. And I realized I will be paying less for the 10R than the 8 that I currently have.
Are you insane?
What?
So I had to
Sprint?
Do it.
I just said that to Sprint, not to you.
I had to do it.
Sprint?
That's yeah.
I had no
That's
choice.
Amazing.
Wait, what do you have? Sprint?
I have Sprint.
No one cares.
What's
you
that?
Didn't
Google Plus make a plan?
Google Fi?
Google Fi.
Google Fi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, Spectrum has mobile now, too.
Spectrum mobile, yeah. What towers do they use? Because Google uses T-Mobile, Sprint, and U.S. Cellular, whatever that is, to make their own mobile network now. So
I'm not exactly sure, but from what I've heard, it's kind of spotty.
Spectrum
like
Mobile?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Chicago's
going to
use. Listen.
Listen.
Anyone's body.
I knew it. A
couple freckles too, but okay.
You're not special,
you're like,
Willian.
I win.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize formally. For the 10, I was more reserved about getting it because of the notch and the no home button.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But for the 10R, I realized it's the future.
It is.
Realize, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Future. I agree. And I think the notch is just like the next future, and then the future after that is the one with no notch.
This is the gateway to the no notch.
Basically, the gateway to the future.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I thought it would take me longer.
Show everybody the notch.
I don't see. What am I looking at?
Turn the thing on. Yeah.
It's a dark spot in front of the top, right?
At the top?
I don't know why that's necessary.
You see that at the top?
It's necessary for Face ID.
Yes, I see it.
You see it?
Mm. I hate it.
All the cameras and everything are on the top.
Yeah, so since it has Face ID, it has depth sensors, it has two cameras, it has an earpiece, it has a proximity sensor, it has a light sensor, and they stuffed it all into that thing.
Yes. It was the trend for 2018. A lot of phones had the notch with a couple different variations. There was the thinner one for the OnePlus. Then there's
teardrop,
a couple teardrop ones.
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty.
That was actually pretty cool.
Teardrop is like a notch that just holds the camera and nothing else. Like it's like a little tiny little thing at the top.
Also, Samsung is going to have now the O display.
Which is such a weird name.
I don't know why they call it O display. It's basically the whole screen, but with like a hole punch in it.
Yeah. Like, you know, a hole punch thing? Like, if you just took that
hole punch
your phone and you went, bah, it looks like that.
Yes.
It's so weird.
With a hole in the middle?
Wait, it's in the middle of the screen?
It's on the left.
The top left corner, but it, like, has stuff around it, too. Like, it has screen all around it, and it's just a hole in the middle.
So it's just a hole in your phone?
Yes.
So I can connect it to my keys?
Oh, it's like a real hole?
No.
It just looks
like
the
camera. No. That would be cool, actually.
Where the camera is.
Oh, so you said it's your real hole.
Not a real hole.
It's not a real hole.
She did, right?
No.
I explained wrong. It was my fault. Yeah. So it's just like, it's just like the notch, but it's like that, but with a whole bunch.
What's the point?
To hold the camera.
The whole point of everything is to get as close to no bezels as possible. Just all screen phones.
That's better.
Question, I'm going to need you to use English words. Bezels?
A bezel is the little corners on the phone.
Like, you know how you...
Make
okay,
it
look
smooth.
What you want? If you're looking
this
at phone,
is a bezel. This thing up here and this thing down here.
Everything you're looking at is screen.
Yeah. So, like, not that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a smooth
So, basically,
screen.
What I have, but no notch at the top.
Right.
Got you.
Just all screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
Yeah, they actually even have, like, their marketing, not marketing, but they're, like, rating phones as far as what their screen ratio is. So it's like, oh, this one's 97%. Like, we got really close to not having any bezels at all. Like, it's that's a new thing that they're doing.
Oh, okay, so they don't want that part of the phone, like, that top where the camera is? They
right.
just want all screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's been some where the screen actually pops out, like,
the
with
camera.
A motor.
The camera does, yeah.
It pops out.
She's in the background like,
I just think notch looks like a little bit of an interruption of a screen. Like, it doesn't look like it flows correctly when it's a notch, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I
guess.
Aesthetically, it's not really pleasing.
They're trying to get as close to no notch as possible.
Why do we have to have, like, the camera notch? Why can't we just have, like, an invisible camera?
You can't have everything.
Plus, this is
that's the right answer.
Ask for your opinion.
You kind of did.
I'm sorry.
But to your point, Lillian, the Apple just patented a new patent. I don't know how you say that. That has the depth sensing stuff behind the screen. So no notch. So it just has all the depth sensors and stuff behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working with a new company.
Oh, like that's going to be their new phone?
Yeah.
I
don't know when.
Zoned out. Which.
Probably like 2 years from now.
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
So in the future, that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. My question is, what was the first phone that had the front-facing camera?
Ooh.
Eels. Oh, I'm going to guess.
The camera.
It was the first.
The iPhone 4?
Sony?
That was the first front-facing camera.
Oh, for really? Nikon?
But iPod 4. That's all I got.
Yeah, like
that
my...
That was like, oh, that right after.
I think the iPod third gen or fourth gen had a cameras.
Yes, the fourth one did.
What about
the fourth one did.
Fourth
the fourth
generation?
Did. Blueberries. Blackberries.
The fourth one. Not blueberries.
Talking about like
blackberries.
What kind? The touchscreen.
Oh,
touch
right?
Yeah.
I had the one. Oh yeah, it wouldn't be like cool. Shuffle.
Yeah, I had the iPod 2 really or bad. Something like that.
I had an iPod.
Really?
I've never had an iPod.
Oh, I love the grain.
We've had iPhones, so you don't need an iPod.
Right. Yeah.
I've only had iPhones recently.
You remember when the iPhone had the iPod like app?
That's disgusting.
Yes.
That was pretty funny.
Yes. That was a sad time.
Like had an iPod in it. Like it had you click on it and that's where you get your music and stuff like that. Yeah.
True story. I didn't have an iPhone back then, so don't know.
I don't either.
You should convert it from like YouTube to
MP3. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. I used that too.
Like so, the Blackberries are like the really
actually
MP3 players. I could afford a Blackberry, so I got the really cheap
the MP3 players.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I still had mine
from
middle
player.
School. Like for real. That's all.
It was like extremely small.
I had
it was like so tiny.
I had a Zune.
You had a Zune?
Ask me what that was.
That's a little skinny one that you like flipped
it's like
over?
The iPod that okay, Microsoft made.
Ignore me.
It was a Microsoft iPod.
Yeah.
No.
It was pretty lame.
It was like an RCA or ACR.
RCA is
a company.
Company?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that one. It was like that.
I think
I had one
those times when we used to have to carry the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
relate.
Yeah,
okay. I had a CD
Walkman.
Player.
Yeah.
A Walkman.
I had one. Mine never worked. It skipped all the time.
I had a Game Boy.
I would too.
Really old version.
I had like
from the 90s.
The horizontal one. Okay.
Those
and
are
the
Game
one
Boy Advance.
And then the flip
and the Game
one.
Boy Advance SP.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those?
I got you.
I only have like three games because.
But anyway, going back to the 10R, I feel like it's the perfect size phone for me.
Yeah. Because it's bigger than the small
it's
iPhone.
It's bigger than the small, but it's smaller than the biggest one.
It's medium.
It's the perfect half
medium. Regular size.
Like regular.
Yes. The iPhone for everyone.
Yep.
Doesn't it break
cheaper.
Easily?
I mean,
like
most
me.
Phones these days break pretty
but
easily.
But I mean, not like iPhone, though.
Actually, I've seen a couple drop tests compared to the XS where the iPhone XR did better.
What?
It lasted longer.
What in the
lies?
World?
Because that doesn't make sense, because the back screen, they said, oh, it's inferior on the XR.
Lies.
That's a lie.
I'm just saying what
my
I saw.
My brother broke
in
his
the
like
drop
the first
test.
Day.
Yeah.
The
what
glass.
Is the app?
Wow. I don't know if it's the 10X or the XR, but he put in his phone and it like cracked the whole screen in the back.
Wow.
He was like, okay.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have a case, which you should have a case,
he had
then
a case.
I get my
fine.
Case before I get the phone. My phone spends no time without a case unless
like,
I'm cleaning it.
I think, like, they all, yeah, same. They always have glass backs these days, too. Mm-hmm. Like the
for wireless
8.
Charging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's fine.
It has aluminum.
Just get a case.
It's aluminum.
And
yeah, mine's probably that. Aluminium.
As
Johnny Ives said. Hi, Johnny.
Your mom says that. Jess, she's British.
What is she?
So.
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Of course.
Where was that?
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
I think it was...
Wow.
All righty then.
But yeah.
All right.
This is an interesting crew. Interesting.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
Felt that one.
I got a couple more points when you guys
go.
Okay.
Just go over
go
top of them. Go.
I don't know if you can hear me.
You can.
Do it.
It's a
can.
Podcast. I can turn them down.
The magic of podcasting.
Yeah, I can
I'm
down.
Ready. Go. Please.
Sing it. Shutting you off.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yet.
I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to say it.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Staring at you.
I was going to say, I thought it was going to take longer to get used to the gesture controls.
Hmm.
But
what is
I
that?
Find... So with the gesture controls,
put a pin in it.
It's the little line on the bottom.
Put a pin in it
instead of a home button. So you swipe up to go home. You swipe up and
that's
hold
so
halfway.
Mm-hmm.
That brings up the app switcher, and you can swipe left to right to switch between apps
on the bar
seems
at the
like
bottom
a lot
of the phone.
Yeah,
the bottom.
It's pretty annoying.
It's actually a little easier than double tapping
it
the
is.
Home button.
It's pretty frustrating.
Show us.
Yeah,
show us.
Yeah. So the cool thing about this is it actually, it's not much less energy, but your finger already goes down to hit the home button, right? So you don't even have to hit. You don't have to click. You just swipe. So since your finger's down there, it's just less energy.
Yep.
What if I want to click?
Take a look.
Okay.
You can't.
You hold it. App switcher.
Easy peasy.
Home button. Switch.
Boom. Oh. He's a master at this.
Technology.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
hate
it. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's takes like a little bit of getting used to, but once you get it, I find it a lot easier.
I actually used it at Best Buy, like when the XS ones came out. Mm-hmm. So I got used to it within like, seconds. I was using it for like 10 minutes or something like, and I was totally used to it. I was like, this is great. I love
pretty
it.
Pretty much
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
The S came out first, right?
And yes.
And the R? Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was an S.
Yep.
What phone do my parents have?
X.
The 10, yeah.
Okay.
They have the 10.
Just the original 10.
Sorry, I meant a 10.
So, interestingly, the 10 is better than the 10R because of the screen.
But
in every other way.
The 10R is better.
Exactly.
Because of the chip.
Yep.
And
the camera. Big deal.
Huge deal.
Yes.
Big
it has,
deal.
It has
it's ginormous.
What's called... Apple calls it Smart HDR. So basically, if you know what the Pixel 3 is, the Pixel 3, you probably don't, but that's okay.
It's a Google
the
phone.
Pixel 3 is the phone that Google makes. It has basically undisputed, it's the best smartphone camera.
Pixel 3.
Google Pixel 3, yeah. The way it does this is not by having a really good camera. The way it does this is by having really good software. So it takes like 12 pictures and stitches them together and makes something amazing.
The
and
best
so,
one.
Yeah. So Google has had this for at least 3 or 4 years, and Apple just added the same thing in the iPhone XS. So they now have Smart HDR, and it's actually really good. It's a little flat, but it's really good. So
another thing I love is the colors
of the phone itself.
The colors of the phone itself. I have the red one, but I must say the blue is my second favorite color.
There's a blue one?
There's a blue iPhone XS.
It's pretty cool.
There's a coral one.
Yeah.
You want
There's
one now, don't
a
you?
Yellow one.
I do
kind of.
Is it white? No, I would always get the gold one, to be honest.
They don't have
no
gold, yeah.
Oh,
but
no!
Yeah.
It's yellow.
Piano flip.
It's yellow, but there's like a gold-ish
That's
trim on the side.
Coral
that
is
makes
very
me mad.
Pretty, though.
Coral is orangey,
yeah,
but it's
too.
A nice orange.
It's like a pink? Is that a coral?
No.
What?
They don't
That's
have,
what
they
I
have a pink one.
Like
they don't
blush,
have a pink one.
Pink.
No, like, what's coral?
It's
what's
like more orange.
It's like orange, almost.
Oh, okay.
What did everybody write on the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I agree. Too expensive. I know nothing about this. It is. Why it's worth it. And then the last one breaks easily.
That was me.
So I think the one that we didn't address was like, what was the third one or something?
It is.
No, the one before that.
I know nothing about this.
No, the one before that.
I agree.
Really?
No, too expensive. That's what you're talking
too
about.
Too expensive,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I'm just messing.
That was me.
So, okay. So I get it. Like... It's too expensive, but this is not a phone we're talking about. This is an iPhone we're talking about.
It's a phone.
It's the name.
You make calls.
Phone.
Like, it's just a brand.
It's
right,
a
exactly.
Computer.
This is an Apple phone.
Hands. Same thing that I got.
Right. I agree with you.
But is it, though?
But it's like buying Beats headphones or something like that. It's got a name brand, and it's like, you know they're $300. They're not $20 headphones. So it's like a different kind of category.
It's like having
so.
A computer at your fingertips.
That's what everyone.
That's what everybody has.
I'm sorry.
Like, I don't know why it's
don't
so expensive.
Me.
No.
No.
I love you.
I hate you.
I hate you, Jess.
Yeah, same.
No. I hate me
why
too.
Why does everybody hate Jess?
Oh,
it's a conspiracy.
Okay, I love you again. I hate you.
Whoa.
What did you just call me?
Medium size.
A regular size.
You should explain that. It was not that funny. Oh, it's funny.
Please explain.
I don't know. How did it?
Because of her notes.
Oh, she right. Like, she. I was looking through her funny. Notes. She was describing someone
why
was that
she Why were you looking through her notes?
Oh, Sherry's notes or something like that.
Don't remember, but she had showed me her notes.
Important.
And
me?
Yes.
For what?
And she specifically said, like, a medium-sized dog, and I don't know why, but...
Oh, wait! I remember that. Yeah.
To us.
She had a medium-sized
like,
dog.
A regular-sized dog.
Oh, wait, it was... Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. It was funny at the moment, but... Thanks for
regular.
Making me explain.
It's just like
so
a Labrador Retriever
the
versus Chihuahua.
Woman had to like go away back in the house. Go away. She had to
go
inside her house
to your own house.
And the dog came out,
same.
And it was just a medium sized dog.
It wasn't a small dog.
But it wasn't
a big
small.
Dog.
It was
a medium sized dog.
That
but then when you look
sense.
At it again,
it's a regular.
I don't know. It was funny at
What's
the time
regular?
In the car.
Exactly.
Regular isn't small and it isn't big.
Regular
sure. Says who?
Me.
Me.
What if most dogs are just big dogs?
Well,
then they would be regular, it'd be big.
Like you got Chihuahua, yes. Labrador Retriever, and then you got like the Great Danes. So like okay, those,
and he was a Chihuahua,
small, medium.
Large. But he wasn't really a Chihuahua.
Like it was small,
a lot
right?
more bigger than a Chihuahua, but he wasn't a Labrador.
Was he you a feel corgi?
Me? Because I think a Labrador is like medium sized.
Was terrier? No, so what kind of dog was he?
No, it was like a hairy kind of.
Oh yeah, hairy.
I would say like all of them. Okay.
Oh, not all.
It was just really. Hairy.
Almost all.
What is that?
Very medium yeah. sized dog.
No, that's a bunny.
What? A hare?
He was a hairy. Dog. Not Chihuahua. He was not Labrador.
He was like Shaggy.
There you go, Shaggy.
There you okay. go.
Sorry.
Get it together.
I love Shaggy. Dogs.
Andy, I have a question for you. Yeah. Tell me about the guy.
What guy?
Daphne said this would immediately spark a story.
The guy?
The guy.
We yeah. need him.
The guy.
No Who idea. Is this man?
Oh, wait.
Oh, that was a guy!
Oh, wait. When we were in the car with Daphne. And then she was telling the story.
Yeah. She's like, the guy. Turn around!
Oh, I know. Where is she? She was parked. We were yeah. on a street. And I was looking
she
behind
was,
me.
She was like, text. You were there?
I was right in front of you guys.
Oh, yeah,
I was looking.
You're in the car, okay?
Okay, but I'm telling my experience outside.
Outside.
Okay, all right. I'm going to just mention my experience first. So she was parked. I don't know what they were doing. We were waiting
I
for
was
them.
Just sitting there.
And this guy was coming out of his driveway. And he was, all right, here's the car. And he's just coming. And he, like, stops right there. And he's, like, going even further. I'm like, yeah, go ahead and hit her. Hit her.
Do it.
You won't.
I heard someone beep, but
yeah, he beeped. I'd have just parked
That's what
there.
Made me turn around, and I don't know why she wasn't looking.
I was like, no, you know that guy.
I have like a nervous tic where I can't get my sentence out, so I'll just like say like two words and then repetitively.
Repeat it.
Potato. Properly.
I didn't even care then.
So was Daphne's vehicle in motion at that point, or what happened?
No, we were just
telling the story.
She was in front of. How did she even know the story?
No, remember we came in the car after we picked you guys up from Publix, and then you guys were. Telling
that wasn't
the
story. In Publix though.
We were coming out of Publix.
I'm sorry.
It was. We weren't coming out of Publix.
No, we
I yes, wasn't even
no,
there.
Remember, no, remember. Right, it was early in the morning.
A new story.
Not early morning.
It was not early morning.
Oh my God.
It was
yeah,
like
exactly.
noon.
I'm trying
afternoon.
To edit. It was medium afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was
regular afternoon.
Before you guys went to that dance thingy.
And don't dance.
No, that wasn't that was the wrong day, Jess.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway.
What dance thing?
She was talking about when we taught ballet.
That was a horrible day. I'm just kidding.
That was last week.
God. It was last week.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
I think it was week? Last
no.
week.
No, it was. You guys have terrible, like.
It was last week.
Times.
It's just your podcast now.
Oh yeah!
I gotta go, guys.
All right. So
next topic. Andrea.
Oh, it's me. My topic was Disney throwbacks, and you guys wrote down all your favorite shows, right? Okay. The first one is Phineas and Ferb.
I wonder who wrote that.
That was you.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Someone was like four. Kim Possible, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, I remember
and
that.
And Sweet Life on Deck.
Who doesn't remember that?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Come inside, it's fun inside. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Roll call.
Okay. That is the difference between millennials and Generation Z, right, Jerry?
Phineas and Ferb one.
Oh, there's a
104 days of summer vacation. School comes along just to end it. But the annual problem of our generation is
Melissa doesn't know.
Like maybe
you're fighting a mummy. You're coming up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist. Say,
or giving a monkey a shot.
Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, and plugging Frankenstein's brain. It's over here! I don't remember the rest.
Oh, I do. I'm trying to get
Phineas!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall. Come on, Perry! So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Yeah.
Say
yeah, anyway. Da, da, da.
Yeah. I'm the only one that doesn't know that.
So that was... Whose was that one? Oh, that was Julian's.
Let's break time.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, people on the podcast. Bye.